And now for our story. Yesterday, Max's sorrow and sadness was turned to tears of joy when he found that Mary had passed through the Valley of the Shadow. But Mary is still weak from her ordeal, but we do hope that she will recover rapidly. Meantime, we are still in doubt as to just what was the cause of this sudden and violent illness. But before we go into these matters, let's take a peek into Mary's sick room, where an amusing and delightful scene is in progress.
All right, Mary. Come on.
Max, you're making me stretch for this, too.
Sure, Toots. You need exercise now. Dr. Benson says...
Not that kind of exercise, Max. Huh? I can't sit up any longer.
Oh, gosh, gee, I'm sorry, Mary. Well, here, I'll hold the spoon up closer.
No. I think I've had enough soup.
Oh, no, you ain't, baby. Now, and Doc Benson says that you got to eat this whole bowl of soup.
But I don't want it.
Yeah, but he says you got to get strength. And now, this is an elemental question. Now, how do you get strength? Now, answer me that.
Oh, Max. Can't I beg off this time?
Hey, you've been begging off too much already. Now, Doc says that you got to eat and eat plenty.
But I'm not hungry, Max. How can I eat?
Okay. You win, baby. Say, you know... You are my baby now, man.
I feel as helpless as one. Lying here on my back.
Hey, boy, listen. I'll have you out of here before you can say skin a cat. And you just wait and see.
Oh, Max, I know you will. You just kid me out of my illness.
Say, you almost kidded me out of my head last week. I guess it's my turn to kid now.
Yes, darling. Not like you're kidding better. Max.
Huh?
How are my babies?
What, the twins? Well, say, did I have a time with them last night? Mary, when I come home, they was crying, see? And I says, look here, Susan and Jimmy, what's all the fuss about? And they says, their mama and papa don't love them anymore. They gone away and left them. And I says, say, what you think I am here? Do I look like your Uncle Dudley or something? And they says, no, you got whiskers. And I says, well, I'll fix that. So I goes and shaves, and they say, goody, goody, boy, it's Papa. I says, so you thought I was a big bad wolf coming in with the long beard. Say, it did look bad, Mary. You know, I haven't gone so long without shaving. I looked like a wild man.
Oh, poor baby. No wonder they didn't know their daddy, Max. What did they say?
Well, so I says, here's your Papa, just as fresh as a daisy. And can you imagine? Do you know what they said?
No, Max. Is it something cute?
Hey, I'll say. They says, then, Daddy, where's our Mama Daisy?
Poor darling.
Can you imagine that?
I hope you didn't tell them how close their mama came to being put under the daisy.
Now, listen. You get me feeling bad when you say that, Mary. Now, I didn't tell them, but I says to them, now, don't you worry, you Hanswurst. Your mama killed the old big bad wolf, and she's coming home soon with his skin to make you a little Red Riding Hood.
You got it all mixed up.
Say, who says I got it mixed up? Didn't a little Red Riding Hood pick the wolf's teeth for him and pin his ears back?
Anyway, Max, they feel better now that they know I'll see them soon, don't they?
Listen, I'll say they do. Well, Jimmy says, just big as you please, I know why Mommy's away. She's got a big deal on.
Where did they pick up such ideas?
Oh, now listen, don't you worry, Toots. Don't you worry. Them kids is bright. They're eavesdropping on what we old dodos say all the time. Why, you know, only yesterday, Jimmy says confidential to Susan, you know, Grandpa Stratford got crushed on Elizabeth. I guess he's been listening in when I was kidding Daddy the other day.
No, that's so smart. Max, darling, you've got to be careful what you say around them. They don't miss a thing.
You listen, I found that out, too. You know, Jimmy's even trying to shave with my razor now.
Oh, you be careful. Oh, dear. I should be out of this bed and taking care of my home and family. When a woman's away for so long, it seems the home just goes to pieces.
Hey, you're telling me to... Oh, I guess women is the great upstarter of the home, all right.
Oh, blessed her, you mean, Max.
Well, it's the same difference. She does the lower story work.
Well, you two lumber.
Hello, Doc.
Gonna coo around here all day?
Would you listen to him, Mary? Hey, you want a tin type of a distracted bachelor?
If you mean a prototype of a dissatisfied bachelor, Max, you hit the nail on the head over the head on the nail.
John, if I ever had a woman friend I loved very much and wanted to make her happy in love, I'd want her to marry you.
Here, I hardly get her back from the grave and she begins to make a match for me. What do you think of that, Max?
Well, it just goes to show you what I've always said, that you can't keep a good woman down.
Here.
See what you've done to my Max, John, by saving my life. He's back to his old spirits again.
Yeah, and say, listen, I don't need drinking spirits either to make me feel like cracking wine.
Just another fresh guy, Mary. I wouldn't stand for it.
Oh, John, I know. I'm so happy. So happy to be alive. I've been lying here before Max came in, thinking how I could say to you, I thank you for saving my life, and convey to you how much I'm
here. Here, now, none of that, young lady. You'd be thinking about getting well, and your family. And while I think of it, you've had enough talking for today. I'll take this mug off your hands.
Hey, listen, Doc, I ain't leaving. I ain't started to tell Mary things yet.
You've got days to tell her.
Huh?
Besides, there's something I want to talk to you about.
Well, all right, if you say so, Doc. Mary, darling, a good kiss now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's all for this afternoon and tonight. Until tomorrow morning.
Yes, darling. I'll be patient. And Max, kiss the baby for me.
Sure.
And tell them that their mummy's thinking of them every minute of the day.
Listen, you bet I will. Now you get some sleep. I'll be seeing you.
Goodbye, darling.
All right, Doc.
We can talk out here in the corridor.
Well, say, she looks much better, Doc.
Yeah, she's improved greatly since yesterday. I feel very happy about her condition. But there's another matter.
Yeah?
Something that's been on my mind for some time, and I think you're the person to know it.
Oh, yeah? Say, there ain't no complicating something in for Mary, is there?
No, it's not directly about Mary. Max?
Huh?
I've been thinking about this whole thing. That afternoon when you were rushing to get that big order of Stratford Springs water off to Chicago.
Oh, the springs. Well, we'll take care of that as soon as Mary's out of danger. And the money for the clinic, too.
No, now don't get me wrong, Max.
Huh?
It's not the clinic I'm thinking of. Bigger. More important than that.
Hey, you ain't getting tired of the clinic, Doc.
No, Max. Hear me out and you'll see what I mean.
Yeah?
There's something got to be done about our whole affairs. We've counted on that springs water to pull us out of the hole. But now that it seems to be poisoned...
Ah, no, wait a minute, Doc. Wait a minute. Say, I ain't so sure about that.
What do you mean, Max? I definitely found evidence of poison when we examined the contents of Mary's stomach. There's no doubt about that.
Well, I know. You said that before. But how'd you know it's the spring water?
Well, what else could it have been? Mary ate the same food you ate at lunch that day.
Uh-huh.
The type of poison was that which might be contained in water.
Well, then why didn't the water poison us? All of us. Daddy and Danny and yourself. All of us drank it after we finished boring the hole for the water.
Well, I don't know as to that. My investigation hasn't proceeded that far. It might have been some foreign element you let seep into the spring's water by boring through the ground of the springs. You know, that happens, Max.
No, but then why didn't it happen right away and kill some of us?
That I don't know. Maybe it could be poisoned water from some other source that seeped into the springs.
Well, I don't know, Doc. I don't believe that.
That was the one to believe, Max. But we've got to do about it. We can't put that water on the market that way. It'd be murder. The authorities wouldn't permit it.
No, I don't believe it's the spring water, Doc. It don't sound right. Why the Indians used to drink that water for their gout when Daddy Stratford's father first came here? Why didn't it kill them?
Maybe they were tougher. But seriously, this is a matter that has to be settled, Max.
You're telling me. Well, I ain't decided yet just what to do. I got a couple of suspicions knocking around my head, though.
Well, anyway, we can't use the bopping works as it is, nor the water. And all the publicity we got in the papers on Mary's illness.
Yeah, but it's the wrong kind.
That's going to kill any possible sales of water from Stratford Springs. Unless we can prove conclusively, and without the shadow of a doubt, that lurking danger that struck Mary down is not in the water.
And I ain't so sure that we can't do that, Doc.
What do you mean, Max?
Well, after all, you analyzed the water before we used it. Maybe it was the bottles where we got the poison.
Impossible, Max. How could it be the bottles?
Well, didn't we get them, most of them, out of the basement of your clinic? And don't you have all kinds of stuff? Poisons and acids and stuff like that? That kills person around the clinic for hospital purposes?
I know, Max, but those bottles were sterilized before we sent them over to you. There could have been no effects of acid or poisonous agents remaining in them.
Well, are you sure you cleaned them enough?
Absolutely. Max, we boiled them, put them through a solution that would have neutralized any dangerous effects. No, Max, we've got to look some other place.
Well, I won't give up the bottling works. Or tell Navi to forget about the springs yet. Well, we've got to find out more about this.
Well, Max, I'll do my part. I'm as anxious as you are to get to the bottom of this. You know, it still got me stumped the way Mary suddenly fell right there in the bathing work after drinking that toast.
You're telling me. Now, I've been thinking about that a lot when I wasn't thinking about Mary. Well, I ain't said nothing, Doc, but I've told him not to move a thing over the bathing works. There's something fishy about this, and I'm going to find out if it takes me all summer.
More power to you, Max. We quite agree with you that there is something... We quite agree with you that there is something fishy about the bottling works. And while we're not saying just what it is, we have our suspicions. Very well-founded suspicions, too. If we but remember a certain scene several weeks ago, before our friends moved their bottling works into Benjamin Carter's basement. Now that Mary is improving, we can turn our attention to the other problems of Sanders and the cause of her sudden illness. Just what will Benson and Max do in this situation which has brought so much adverse publicity to their project? Listen tomorrow for startling revelations in the life of Mary Southern, brought you by the makers of Heinz Honey and Almond Cream.